Blog Talk Radio.
I feel like I haven't talked to you guys in forever. So I was going to catch you up a little bit on what I have been doing in this past month. I started a new job full-time teaching fourth grade at a school here. And I'm really enjoying it a lot, but it's a lot, so I'm really tired. But we're here to talk about cheating tonight. And so we're going to kill it. We're going to get this done. I also, just a week ago today, I was in Vegas very hungover. But it was my husband's birthday celebration, so it had to be done. I took one for the team. My friend Destiny is online with me as well, and she can attest to the fact that we were very, very hungover. But we had a great time. We had a great time.
Happy birthday, Dave. We love you.
It was so much fun. We really did have a lot of fun. And there was another couple with us as well. So the six of us, we just blew out Vegas. And two nights was too many because we were ready. We were done. Friday night, we were done.
You know what's so funny, Julie, is that... I had you tuck me in bed before you left. I'm like, Julie, I'm getting my jammies on. Tuck me in because I'm done.
Yes. She was done. I was done. If I didn't have to get on a plane, I would have been in the bed with you. I was done. And then our plane got delayed, and then we found out our flight got canceled, but there was like actually no flights on Sunday with the carrier that we were with. So we had to pay an astronomical amount of money to get back home in time because both my husband and I both work full time now. That was, it was awful. The most awful thing ever. But so anyway, let's dive into it. You're listening to eWater Radio. And I'm your hostess, Julie, and on the line with me tonight is Miss Destiny. How are you, girl?
How are you? I'm so happy to be here, and I'm excited about our topic tonight. So.
Yes. Well, I just poured the biggest glass of wine ever, so I don't have to get up in the middle, you know, because we can't do that. We can't get up in the middle and change. So. So I poured it all.
Swear
in
I love this
so
girl.
I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Swear I love this girl.
Right back at you, boo. Okay, so tonight we're talking about cheating, and it is a. I want to say I feel like it's an epidemic. I feel like everybody knows someone who has cheated, or that is cheating, or yeah. I looked up some of the statistics for cheating, and it was just so staggering to see. And this is what really got me was it says, unfortunately, the research is really clear. 40% of women cheat and 60% of men. Then
wow.
It says the reality is that 80% of men stay with the woman who has cheated, and 90% of the women stay with the man who cheated. What is that about? I mean, I know for myself, I'm like, No. That is not an option.
Well, but you know what? But you got to dig a little deeper into actually what's going on, because you say 80% of men stay, and it's the most just what do you call it, just masculating thing ever to happen is that your wife cheats on you, but they stay because they feel like they know they're doing something wrong. If you cheat in your marriage, maybe you kind of come to this kind of realization that I wasn't doing my job. I don't know. I'm just trying to wrap my head around it.
I know. It is. It's the staggering amounts of people that are cheating. And we're going to go in a little bit about what you consider cheating. But I was going to go over, it says here that some of the subtle signs for men and women are actually the same. Your loved one becomes more secretive and distracted. Your loved one changes work habits, maybe working longer or shorter hours. There is suddenly a great need for privacy. Your partner's taking phones in private or deleting text messages or maybe taking the phone in the bedroom and put a new password on it. Another one is their appearance, working out more, losing weight. Spending habits change, of course, because you're buying gifts for someone else. Sexual relationship has also changed. You're more likely to be having sex, or maybe you aren't sexual any longer. So it can go either way. So either they're doing more sex with you, trying to get that fill of what they're doing with someone else, kind of thing, if that makes
sense.
And that's
why so many women are blindsided, you know, where you're like, I thought everything was great, we were making love all the time, and it's like, because you were motivated by something, someone else.
Right, and it's not always, exactly, like it's not always for sex. That's not always what is the root of the problem. Because like you and I have had conversations before. I mean, we're all built the same. All women have the vajayjay. All men have a penis. We're all the same. So,
well, wait, I've heard certain vajayjays feel better than others. I feel like maybe there's. I mean, girls are doing some tricks nowadays. I'm not doing any of that. I'm sorry. So,
right?
You want to, no.
Exactly.
If I drop it, I'm not picking it back up. Period.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. No. That's not going to happen here either. Yeah.
No.
So. We can go into, it also says, you know, sometimes, like we're saying, the cheating, it's more than that. They have an attachment deficit disorder. It says sometimes they have unresolved childhood trauma, and they use the excitement of illicit sex and romance as a distraction from pain. Sometimes the cheater knows that he or she is in a lousy relationship and uses those feelings to justify the infidelity. And then the last one it says is the primary relationship lacks sexual fire or emotional intimacy. So the cheater has a one-night stand or an affair to fill the void. So I think that more likely it's, I think they're seeking something. Then it's not always sex. I think they could be seeking a relationship, just an emotional attachment that they don't have with their spouse. So it goes.
Well, you and I. We interviewed an anonymous source earlier.
Yes. Yes.
And I mean, I'll let you tell them what, you know, kind of where he was coming from. But I mean, it's right what you're saying.
Right. Well, he was married and he was looking for an emotional attachment. It wasn't necessarily sex at all. He was not being fulfilled as being personally invested. He wasn't feeling hugged. He wasn't feeling emotionally attached. He wasn't feeling that. What do they call that? Like that kismet with someone. He wasn't feeling that. So he went out and sought that. And that's all he really wanted. He just wanted someone that was going to listen and talk and hug and hold and just be there. And he wasn't getting that in his relationship. So that's why he went outside the marriage. And I have a friend who is actually getting a divorce right now due to cheating. And hers was kind of right along lines with what we were saying. Her husband kept on saying he was working late. You know, I've got this to do and that to do and blah, 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 blah. And she found out that he was cheating. And then he left for some time, quite some time, and then came back. And sure enough, within like 3 weeks, she found out he went right back to her. And it was, I think his was a different case. I think that I know that this blindsided her because I know her very well. And she's one of those that, well, we were having sex regularly. I mean, everything was normal. There was no signs whatsoever. None. So she was literally blindsided. So, I mean, now, of course, they're going through a divorce and everything because of it. But she was one of those women that she's like, wait, well, everything's fine. We're having sex. We've been married for over 30 years. And, you know, who would have ever thought, you know, they're Christians. They go to church. I mean, she was like, there was no sign whatsoever that this was going on. And then it just popped up out of nowhere.
And that's like the worst case. Like, you know, I feel like that's like the worst case scenario where you think everything's fine. And like you said, we're having sex regularly. He loves me. You know, he thinks I'm beautiful. And then all of a sudden you get hit with like a nuclear bomb. Like, this is happening in my marriage right now. What the hell?
Right. Right.
Wow.
Go ahead.
But there's, you know, we were going over like all these statistics, and I mean, it's like you said, it's mind boggling. 3% of men have, you know, babies with these women, and the women never find out. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, there's whole other families out there because of these affairs. And they're not always known, like, you know, like we were saying. It's a secret. This guy could have a whole other family going on, and she would never know. You never know.
Who has that much energy? Like, who has that much energy to, like, have two families? Like, that's got to be exhausting.
Exactly. Well, they were talking on this a lot about types of, you know, where they seek out their partners to have the cheating. A lot of them are workplace. A lot of them are workplace. You go to work every day. You're with these people every day, just like at home, and they go on these business trips or whatever it may be, and they are having these affairs with these women while they're out there. So there's a lot of other things that they were talking about that, you know, like what exactly is cheating and what do you consider cheating? So when you hear the word cheating, what do you think? They had sex, right?
Yeah.
When you hear that word cheating, your first
thought
is,
oh, they had sex. Well,
but that would be
someone that's young, not married, not really in a committed relationship. Because if you ask us, what do we consider cheating? I don't know. If you take that woman's phone number, you're cheating. If you, if you text her, that is cheating. You don't text another woman and they say, are you anything that you can't tell your spouse about? Cheating.
Exactly. That was one of the big things that they said, is if it's something that you cannot tell your spouse, then you're cheating. Bottom line.
Exactly.
If it's something that you embarrassed about or ashamed of, then that's cheating. So going into that, so let's go over a couple of these things. Yes, you're hiding. You know you're doing wrong. You know you are. So, okay, so let's go over this first one here. So the first one, obviously, is engaging in any sexual contact with your non-partner. Now, this is the thing that it goes into. Okay, so Do you consider hugging cheating? No. Right?
Keep your hands off my man.
You know, it depends on what kind of hug you're talking about, right? I mean, you know, if they're
home, because no, you and I both have very friendly. Your husband and mine, like, they're very friendly. They, you know, I hug your husband all the time. No, I don't.
Yeah.
It's intense for me with that.
Right.
It's intense.
Yeah. Okay, so now kissing, yes.
Mm-mm,
kissing
mm-mm.
Is
don't
cheating.
Kiss my man.
That's cheating.
Yeah.
Caressing, yes, cheating. Oral sex, absolutely
what?
Cheating. We got
actually,
president.
I don't think it is.
Bill Clinton.
You're saving me a
Bill
lot.
Bill Clinton.
Where I'm like.
President Bill Clinton.
Wait,
I did
the
not
part.
Have relations with that woman. Oh my
actually,
God.
Please
yes,
do. You're saving me a lot of time. Go ahead.
And then phone sex. Of course, I think that's cheating. That's the same thing,
oh,
right?
Yeah. What? Yeah. I don't. Wait.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Well, you'd be surprised.
Really?
So then,
no, that's
right?
Unfulfilling.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, when you look at someone like, I mean, our you know, President Bill Clinton did that in the Oval Office. I mean, he did that in his presidency. And you're like, really?
Listen, that's a power move right there. Like, how many men can say that they did what they did in the Oval Office? He's a pimp. Like,
straight up. I absolutely agree. I think it was, yeah, it was all about power. It was all about
looking. It was
at
all
the
about
president.
Power. That's yes. That's all that was. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, man.
And she falls into that 90%. She stayed with him. She stayed with him. Hillary stayed with him. Even after that
well,
all went on.
Well, she's still with him.
That's what I'm saying. She's a part of that 90%. She stayed with him.
But the thing is with that, too, it's like you're on a national stage. Everyone knows. If you and I have something with our husbands that gets out, it's between our group of friends.
Right.
You know, but to have something like that happen to you on a national stage where and we're still laughing about it today.
I go back to what kind of image, what does that say to your daughter? What did that say to her daughter that she stayed with him? Does that say, oh, it's okay? It's okay if your man does that. It's okay if your man does that because, you know, I stayed
but
with
you
your
don't
dad.
See
so.
Her, but you don't see her husband going, like, in these kind of scandals or him doing things like that either. So, I don't know.
But I think strongly these women that stay and they have kids involved, you know, they have children with this person, these kids know. She was old enough to know, right? Her daughter was old enough to know what was going on and all that. And then for her to say, I'm going to stay with your dad, what message does that send to your daughter that it's okay? I feel like you're saying it's okay because I'm forgiving him, so it's okay. And
but
I
that
would
doesn't
never
line up with the 90%. But see, this is the thing, Julie.
Right.
That doesn't line up with the 90% of women that stay.
Exactly.
So this is not the optical view. Because women are saying, actually, we choose to stay and make it work for our children.
Right, and see, yeah, don't do that.
For whatever reason it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever reason it is, but it's 90% of women. 80%
because,
of men.
Because
so,
I would never myself ever do that because I would not want my daughter thinking that that's okay and that you put up with that kind of behavior. Because she's worth more than that. I'm worth more than that. You're worth more than that. You know?
But it's okay for you to say that because you've been through
yeah.
it. You know? Like, you've been through it. So you can say, because, you know, you've been through a marriage where that's happened to you. So you can stand here
yeah.
and say, I would never put up with
yeah.
that. I'm not going to put up with that
yeah.
ever again. It happened once, never again. Done.
Yep. Exactly. When I found out that my ex was cheating, I'm like, done, out, bye. Don't even, nope. Yeah, and thank goodness we didn't have children, you know, together, so I didn't have to worry about carrying that over. And, you know, I guess I see their point now. Now that you put it that way, it's kind of like, okay, so I see you'd want to stay together because of the children's sake. But then again, right, being on the other side, my mom and dad are divorced, and my sister and I were kind of like, why didn't they do it sooner? Because they were miserable, you know, and therefore it rubbed off on us, so we were miserable, you know, so it kind of goes both ways, you know. I mean, my parents, they didn't cheat on each other, but it just was not a healthy marriage, and it rubbed off onto us kids quick. We knew right away they shouldn't be together, you know. But
that brings, like, a good point up. Like, so is cheating on, because I think you and I think, like, cheating is the worst thing ever. But maybe a lot of the world doesn't view it that way. Like, cheating is, like, you can have sex with someone, but the emotional connection is what would make it horrible. I don't really, I mean, I think either war is, like, death ending, like, oh, my God, I'm going to pass out, bury me. But do you get what I'm saying? Where maybe, are we missing something to where it's just sex?
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. So it goes into the next one, which was flirting or engaging in sexual innuendo, either in person or text, online chatting, or on the phone. There you go. That starts getting that Yeah, you know exactly
don't
what
ever,
I'm thinking.
Don't talk to my man on the phone, period. Don't ever talk to my man on the phone. Don't ever text him. Don't ever call him. He's off limits for you. But if we're out in public and my man's flirting, I mean, he's cute. He can flirt. I don't mind that. I'll flirt with her too.
If you're right there with them and they're like you, like we, you know, last week in Vegas, we're all over the place. We were all dancing. We were having fun, you know. That's fine. But I think if it was behind our backs, that would be completely different. Yeah, if it were just the guys going out and they were flirting, that would be a different story. I would be like, no, not okay. You know?
Well, I think it's unrealistic to think that men are going to go out and not flirt. Men are going to flirt. And I'm okay with that as long as it's just flirting. And because, you know what, and especially when men, like, your husband has been married so long, not to bring your husband saying he's flirting, but, you know, but they want to go out and they want to make sure they still got it. So they can go out and, like, kind of buff their chest a little bit. But that's it. Buff your chest. And that's it.
Yeah. Exactly. Your chest and your chest only. Thank you.
Right. Don't buff her chest.
Don't buff her chest. No.
Buff your own chest. You can get your mojo.
Right.
Feel like you still got it. But you really don't. And it's fine.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah.
So I think that flirting is healthy to a guy's self-esteem and their ego, and I don't see a problem with that.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
David just wrote on a piece of paper, I'm a gorilla.
The next one is sharing personal information with a non-partner, sharing hopes and dreams for the future, even a discussion about values could lead into an emotional connection. See, that
you
goes back
have that.
To you. Well, you know, when it comes to cheating, there was that whole scandal of, I think it was. Yeah, it was Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and Jennifer Aniston. Remember, he said that he never had sex with her or anything, but that he was talking to her all the time and talking about his troubles with her all the time. So then they built that emotional relationship that I think that that is cheating. If you're talking about your spouse to someone else in the context of... you're dumping all your garbage, if you will, into them and saying, well, you know, she does this or she doesn't do this or she doesn't do that or whatever. I think that that's emotional cheating. That's sharing information.
I think that's more dangerous than having, because you know what we just said, like, is it just sex? Okay, that's fine. But to be emotionally connected with another person.
Right. I think that leads to a whole lot more. Yeah, it leads to a whole lot more.
Because,
I mean, they wound up divorced and he wound up with her. So I think that's almost more dangerous than anything else, is to have an emotional connection with someone else that's not your spouse.
Oh, yeah. I think that would hurt me more than anything, is someone understanding my man more than I do, or, you know, enjoying his time with him more than I do. I mean, that's hurtful.
Right. I mean, can you imagine if she, like, came up to you and she was like, oh, so I heard you guys are having an issue with blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, excuse me, bitch, what? Right? I'd be like, hello? I would be like, hello?
What did he say to you?
Exactly,
all of a sudden she has
exactly.
no teeth.
Oh,
all that she has
right.
no teeth. Oh, man.
Exactly.
Right.
I'd be
well,
like,
that was weird.
And when did he tell you this? And where was I? And how do you know this? And that would hurt me more than anything. It's for someone to, another woman to come up and be like, so I would just lose it. I would lose it. I would lose
it. So what is
it
to say to, like, right, but on your marriage, like, we gotta, and this is like not just men, not just women. You gotta do your
right.
do your part. You gotta do your job in your marriage. You gotta do your job, and it's not just having sex. It's listening to your husband, and you know, making those meals, spending those time. And I know your husband does all the cooking, but
he does a lot of barbecue, and he loves his barbecue. I got him for Father's Day. I'm just saying, he loves that thing. Best money I ever spent.
It benefits you too.
You know, so I mean, that's huge to me. It's huge. People don't understand that marriage is work every day. It is. It's work every day. You don't just wake up and everything's butterflies and roses. You know, every day there's going to be something every day. You know, I don't care what it is. There's always going to be something. And if you're not willing to put in that work, then it's not going to work. You can't just let it go. You've got to work at it. You've got to work at it every day, every single day. There's going to be something. My daughter calls and she's like, I need this. And we're like, great. How are we going to afford that? Where are we going to do this? Where are we going to put that? Did it, you know? Or there's just a million little things every day that can, you know, go wrong. And if you don't have that strong foundation and that willingness that you guys are going to be a team and do this, there's so many young people in relationships or getting married so young, but they're not willing to put in the work. So the minute it gets hard, they're like, oh, I'm just going to get divorced and find somebody else. Well, that somebody else has baggage too. It's not just you. You know, everybody has baggage. There's going to be stuff every day. I don't care who you marry. Nobody's perfect. No one. No one nowhere is perfect. There's going to be something.
Yeah.
Hello. Oh. Okay, let's go on to the next one.
I'm like, preach, sister, preach.
You? Yeah, you're swallowing
I'm like,
that
yeah,
one. I hear you.
I'm like, wow, that's
I
a
hear
really
you.
Good point.
Yeah. Okay, what about daydreaming or fantasizing? See, now that's a thin line. You know, because I mean, you know, we were talking earlier, you know, it's like stupid things like I always tell my husband, I say, I get a hall pass. If I ever meet Chris Pratt, I'm sorry, honey. I'm gonna have to help him. Gonna have to go there. Just need that pass, you know? I mean, as long as it's not leading to anything, I think it's kind of harmless. But if it's a person, like if I'm daydreaming about his friend, or my friend.
Yeah, no.
Or something, then that's completely different. But if I'm saying, someday John Travolta and I are going to be together, that there's nothing wrong. I think that's just normal. That's just stupid wishing.
You know what?
I
read an article that said that actually daydreaming about, like, fantasizing is actually healthy for your marriage.
I believe that.
So I kind of understand that too. I'm okay with the daydreaming. I'm okay with that. I do it very often.
Yeah, I think there's nothing wrong with that. It's like I said, if it's not somebody you know, like personally, then I think it's fine. But
okay,
if,
so
I
where
think
are
if
we
I'm,
on the hall pass?
On
What's
the hall
up with
pass?
The hall pass, though? You said hall pass.
Okay, so a hall pass means that you get a pass on that person. So if I were ever to meet Chris Pratt or John Travolta or any one of my other many gentlemen that I love and adore, that if I ever met them in person, that I could have sex with them and it would be okay. It's my one pass. Just like if he were ever to meet, I think he likes like Selma Hayek. He likes
She's pretty hot.
Right? I mean, I kind of would, you know what I'm saying? She's pretty damn hot.
Yeah,
so,
I'm like, damn it.
A hall pass means, that basically you're saying, okay, I give you that. I get it.
But that's never happened. Right, but that's not a legit hall pass, though. Like, a legit hall pass is like you get the weekend out with your boys, whatever happens. This is a hall pass. You get to hit that. I'm sorry.
I'm
You're
not in favor
a
of that
pass,
kind of hall
man.
Pass. No, not that kind of hall pass.
No.
No. I like the fantasy hall pass. Did I hear him say, oh, shoot? Does he have an opinion?
No, he goes... No, David does have it. He goes, no, shoot, no. No, I'm not getting a hall pass. He's not getting a hall. There's no hall passes around here.
There's no hall pass available. Principal's office is closed.
Everyone,
no
that's right.
Passes.
Everyone must go to the principal's office.
That's right. It's closed. There are no passes being handed out this week. None.
Are we old fashioned, Julie? Are we old fashioned? This is us.
I feel like sometimes I am. I feel like sometimes people are like, oh, my God, you've been married for 30 years. You're just so perfect. No, that's not it, you know? I mean, I guess, like I said, I feel like if you love somebody and you're willing to put in the work, I mean, you make it work. You do it. You do the work, you know? And if you're not willing to do that, then maybe you shouldn't be in the relationship to begin with. You know, you can't just let it go. Like I said, there's so many young people just getting divorced now, and they're just like, oh, I'm done. I don't want to work at it. I'm done. It's like, really? I mean, you were married for 2 years. You didn't even try. I mean, the first 5 years of my marriage was the hardest 5 years. Number one, we were infertile. Number two, we had roommates, which were Dave's friend, and that was just a mess. I mean, you can't have roommates when you're married. It just doesn't work. I don't care who it is, it doesn't work. There's always somebody in your business when they're living in your house. So there was, just the first 5 years were extremely hard. And it did come down to it where we were like, okay, are we in this or not? Because, you know, this is how it's going to be. You know, are we going to do this or not? Are we fighting or no? You know, are we going to stay in this marriage? And we both decided we wanted to stay. We wanted to make it work. So there we go. We made it work. You work through it, you know. But the first 5 years was incredibly hard. You're getting used to each other. Everything's different. You know, he had his baggage, I had my baggage, and it was really hard. But we chose to stick it out instead of just getting a divorce, you know? We could have easily done that. And then we both could have gone on and married somebody else and then probably would have been in the same boat. Like I said, everyone has baggage. There's nobody perfect. There's no one perfect. You take your baggage with you and everybody has it. Everybody right. has it. The next one we have on here, anticipating seeing. So this is talking, texting, emailing a person who is not your spouse. So this kind of starts going into, again, too, we haven't really discussed this whole social media thing with this. You know, having everything so readily available on your phone is incredibly tempting for some people. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can do anything on your phone. You can sext, taking pictures of yourself and send them to people. You can. I'm serious. That's one of the things on here, girl. Mm-hmm. You can.
You're sexy.
You can, what?
I'm like, now you're sexting, Julie.
Yeah. Now I'm gonna start sexting because it's not at that time in my marriage. I'm gonna start sending him my booby shots.
Oh God.
But it is. It's so readily available. It's on your phone. It's right there. You have it all the time. And surprisingly enough, a lot of employers, you're allowed to have your phone on you at all times and have it out at all times. So there really is what? Not a time anymore where you're not engaged on your social media or on your phone. So, I mean, you know, we were talking earlier, you can go in the bathroom at your work and do what you got to do. It's on your phone. You know, there's no way, I mean, to get it away from it. You know, it's all right there. It's all right in front of you.
Well, first of all, if you're going to your job and doing what you do, you got an issue and you need to go to rehab.
Right?
That's a problem.
But these people do. They're going in the bathroom. They're taking pictures of themselves. They're sending them to their whoever. And, you know, this is all going on all day, every day.
I don't get that. I'm not taking, and I don't know if you and I would do good in dating in this time and age. I'm not, like, send me a pic. Boy, I'm not sending you a pic. Like, what's wrong
no.
with you?
Wait, no.
What? Like, send you a pic of what? You want to see a picture of my dog or my dinner
right.
I made last night? But I'm, what do you, send you a pic of what?
Well,
it's
I mean,
not happening.
You've even seen that commercial with the stupid hair, and the guy is like, "Oh gosh, what is her name?" Anyway, it's a root thing for your hair, you know, cover up your roots. And he's like, "Oh, send me a pic." It's a, really? It's a commercial for root touch up, really? And I'm like. And she's, like, taking all these pictures of her hair that she's just, you know. And I'm like, no, I don't get that. No, I don't understand that at all. I think that's just as bad. I really do. Sexting,
but that's the first thing
that
men say. That right, all that. It's just, it's different. It's a different culture. I don't understand, like, it's sexting. But to answer your question, yes, that is a form of cheating. If you ask a girl to send you a picture or you guys are sexting or you're cheating. I'm sorry. Would you go home and show that to your wife?
Exactly. No.
Cheating.
Okay, now here's where we're going to get into the thick of it. Pornography. So, I feel like if you are doing this with your spouse or, like, in your home where your spouse is aware, that's one thing. It's another thing if this is a habitual habit that it is causing, like, your wife doesn't like it. You know what I mean? Like, your wife is, like, against it. But I think there are several therapists, counselors, they will have couples in therapy, especially they're having issues with connecting sexually that will have them do that. We'll have them watch pornography or whatever to maybe help get them back to where they were. So I'm fine with that part of it, but it's when it's over the line and you're doing it in secret and you're doing, you know, there's all these other ways of doing that that I think is not okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I watch more porn than anyone, so I don't know.
Which is fine. That's what I'm saying. But you're using it healthily. You're using it healthily in your
marriage. Hopefully, I'm using it healthily. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
you're using it in your marriage. You're not doing that and then seeking others. You know what I'm saying?
No, but you know, it's like what you talked about, that guy that goes into the bathroom on his lunch break and he's like, you know, watching it and his wife has no idea. And she's like, oh, that's an issue.
Exactly. And that's cheating. I feel that's cheating in that
That's
instance.
Cheating. Yeah.
Where they're hiding it from, again, if you're hiding it from your spouse and you're embarrassed by it, then you're cheating.
But then again, it's kind of awkward to like, I don't know. It's like you're watching. This is such a weird conversation. But you are watching porn. I don't know. I know my husband watches porn, but if I walk in on him watching porn, it's kind of uncomfortable. What are you
right?
doing? And if he walks in on me, it's just like, what are you doing?
Nothing. Nothing, dear.
Together. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
there's always there's always that awkwardness, but I think you need to do it together. And I'll take my own advice on that.
But no, like I said, like we said, if you're using it in the confines of your marriage, that's one thing. It's if you're using it outside your marriage that it's a problem. And, you know, or outside your relationship.
But that's a very like open-minded stance to take, because, you know, I know women that are like, absolutely not. My husband's doing that. He's watching that. He's getting off on watching other women. That's cheating. So I get that.
That's cheating. Exactly.
That is
cheating.
I get that.
You're using it to be with someone else, if you will. That goes back to the whole fantasizing thing. They're fantasizing being with that person and not with their spouse. So they're not using it in the – I wonder what the actual bottom line – I mean, when they were creating pornography, did they – I mean, was it just to get people off, or do you think that it was created to, you know, help marriage?
I would think so. No.
Yeah.
I would think it was to get people off.
I think it was the first one. Just saying. Yeah. So there you go. Yes.
Yeah. No, that was definitely what was on their mind.
Right. So if you look at it in that context, then you know, okay. All right.
Yeah.
So,
but I don't know if I mind it so. I don't, you know what, this is the thing. In our relationships, in our marriage, we pick our battles. That's not a battle that I would be willing to fight. Sorry.
Right?
He's a man.
Isn't.
Sometimes
yeah.
men do men things. I mean, like,
right.
let the man keep his dignity. You know, sometimes men do men things. And I think that as women, that's a healthy part of marriage, because I know my man wants to watch football and have a Coors Light. Let the man do it.
Right.
When you start.
Yeah, exactly.
Controlling every aspect of what they're doing, how they're doing it. They can't go hang out with their friends. They don't feel like they can be a man anymore. That's when the cheating starts, when they go around a woman that appreciates the fact that they're a man.
Exactly. It's so true. You have to be, again, a partner. A partner. That's what you are, is a partner. You're a partner. If you're telling your man what he can and cannot do in regards to everyday life, you're not going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
You need to let him do what he needs to do. And
you might make it, but he'll be miserable. Right.
That's what I mean.
But
you'll
be
within
miserable.
Reason. Right. Within reason. There are
you
things
know.
That you know that you are that are non-negotiables, if you will. You will not cheat. You will not, you know, be out with the guys and be picking up on women and that kind of thing. But then, you know, I mean, there's non-negotiables and things that are like, it's okay. Like you said, watching football with your, you know, going to the club, I mean, the sports bar with your buddies and watching the game and having some beers, go for it. Go, go, go. Have a good time. And I'll be at the spa, and I'll pick you up later. You know?
Right. Don't be that one that doesn't. Right. But you hit the nail on the head. Don't be that wife that doesn't have her own identity, that doesn't know, like, she's not doing anything. She's not enjoying her life. Her only thing is doing is sitting back, monitoring you.
Exactly. Don't be the wife that is constantly on his butt, because that is not going to get you anywhere. It will get you nowhere.
I think that brings on, don't be a dictator in your marriage.
Yes. No. You cannot.
Don't be a dictator.
No. You don't want him sitting there telling you what to do, right? You don't want him to come in and be like, oh, you can't be doing that. That's not okay. No, you can't go to the spa with your girlfriends, because all you're going to do is, you know, have a good time and drink some champagne with your friends. I don't want you doing that. Oh, I don't want you to
well,
see
boo-hoo.
Her anymore, because I really don't like her. So you're not going to go out with her anymore. And da-da-da. You can't do
don't
that.
You mean, that's the worst one. When men say, I don't like her because every time you go out with her, you have way too much fun. You come home drunk.
Exactly.
Blah, blah. It's like,
yep.
What? No, I like her because I like to go out and have fun. I miss my
exactly.
own self.
Exactly. Because we like to cut loose a little bit. You know, we work hard. You know, they work hard. And we like to cut loose.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. And if I want to do it with you, well, that's certainly better than going out and doing it with some guy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, let me do my thing with my girl, and I'll be back tonight, and we'll do what we need to do. We'll get it all handled, okay? You know, so, and the same thing goes for them. If they want to go out with their guys and do, you know, the football and sports bar and whatever else, then go for it, you know?
But that's such a major issue in marriages, though, where – men, you and I don't have that in our relationships, but it's such a major issue where it's like, where are you going? Who are you going to be with? I don't need to be around my man all day, every day. Boy, bye. Go
right.
do you because
right.
he's happier that way. He's happier
right.
when I give him his balls, you know? Like,
right.
Here are your balls.
Right.
Go have a good day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, let them go out. There's nothing wrong with it. You know, and if you're afraid to let them go out, then there's a problem right there. There's a problem
Red
right
flag.
There if you're afraid to let them go out. Then there's a whole other issue at hand, you know, and you need to figure that out.
I couldn't imagine. I mean, you and I are basically kicking our guys out of the house. Like, go. They're like, all we want to do is hang out with you. We're like, please go have fun. Go. Go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Go.
It's true. It's like, just go have fun. Go. You know, I mean, they had so much fun last weekend, and they work hard. They deserved it. You know, we all did. We all
right.
worked hard. We all deserved to go out. And they had a really, really good time, you know, and that was awesome that the six of us had a really good time. There was no drama, no nothing other than being hungover, but
yeah,
that
was
that,
drama.
So.
Wait, you know, I told David that was drama. But I was telling David today, we were actually talking about it, and I said, you know, the best part of us being in Vegas was watching you and Dave dance and cut loose, like, because you guys
yeah.
are so, I mean, they work in software, so they're so stressed out. They're go, 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 and there's always an issue with business, always.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so to just see them just be goofy and laugh, that's how you want your partner to be. You
exactly.
want to see your partner having their best life. Therefore, they don't
right.
cheat.
Right, they don't, because they're happy. You're letting them be who they are. Let them be who they are. And if you can't do that, and if you can't be who you are, like I said, whole nother issue. You just need to
right.
you need to go get help somewhere, because that's it needs to be being yourself. You need to be yourself. Let's see, I was going over this. It says, why do people cheat and have affairs? They are not getting their emotional and attentional needs met from their partner. They have poor sexual and relationship boundaries. There we go, the boundaries. They're seeking sexual attention from others, and it feels like a boost to their self-esteem. So that's what you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
They're going out, and you're not making them feel like, I don't want to say like a man, but you're not letting them be who they are, and that's why
right.
they're going to go outside.
Right.
They want to be feeling like they are the man, they're providing for you, they're doing all the, that's how they get, they used to say stroking their ego. That's how men
right.
get, that's how they get their strokes. They thrive on women telling them, you are so awesome. You did so good.
But
you
need to stroke your man's ego every now and then. I'm sorry. You need to, just like you need to do the nasty, you need to stroke his ego just as much as you do that. Because that's your job. Because you don't want another woman doing it, period.
Yes, you do. Exactly. You need to be telling them, I love you. I love it when you do this. You are amazing. Oh, my gosh, that is so awesome. When he comes home, ask him how his day went. It's something so simple as that.
Right?
But if you don't, they're like, oh, she don't give a shit. All she's doing is waiting for my paycheck. She don't care. You know, you need to show them. You need to tell them. Because if they don't get it from you, they will get it from someone else. Because someone else is going to be all, you poor thing. Oh, I think you're amazing. They'll be like, really?
Right.
You know?
The male's ego is very sensitive. Like, the male's ego is easily bruised, ladies. Easily bruised.
Yes. Easily. And easily ignored. It's easily ignored. Mm. Women don't realize that's how they get their pride. Their pride is taking care of their family and taking care of their household. And that's why, get a little biblical here, that's why God made them the head of the household. They are supposed to be the head of the household and set the standards for the entire house. So he needs to feel that he's doing that. He needs to know that when he comes home from work, how was your day? I'm so proud of you. You're doing great. Oh my gosh, you got a promotion? That is amazing. Let's go celebrate. Let's, you know, you've got to keep that in mind. You've got to stroke their ego. Even if it's something so stupid. My husband, I love, 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 and this is going to sound so stupid. Every week when he does the yard work, he brings me in a vase full of roses from the yard. Every week. And I'm just like, that is, I love it. I'm like, thank you, my gardener. I always tell my, I go, look at that. My gardener was here again this week. And he just laughs. I'm like, yeah, there's my man. So, I mean, it's just something so little as that. Every week he knows that that strokes my ego. That makes me feel good. He knows how much I love flowers. And just that one little act every week, I'm like, you are a rock star. Thank you for taking care of our home and making me feel good by bringing me these roses from our garden. You know, it's just something so stupid, but it makes me feel good and it makes him feel good.
I don't think I don't think it's stupid at all. I think that's like, yes, please.
Yeah, right?
I don't think it's stupid at all. I think that the little things in life make up an epic life.
Exactly, and that's exactly what it needs to be. It needs to be all those little things each day. Those little things add up, and you fill their cup. You know, it's so funny. We have this thing at work now, and we do that every morning before we start teaching. We do, like, shout-outs, and they say simple things like, shout out to, you know, so-and-so because she did this for me yesterday and it filled my cup. And everyone's like, yeah, good job. You know, we do that every morning right before we start teaching. How does that not fill you up? Right? Every morning before we got to take on people's kids, it's like, we're going to make you guys feel good before you go out there. We're going to fill up your cups. Here you go. You can do it. It's another day. Let's get it done, you know? And it does. It works. every day. I feel good. I feel supported. I feel like, you know, and someone said to me, thank you so much for doing, you know, ABC. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're so welcome. I had no idea, you know, that that really, you know, spoke to your heart. And they're like, it totally did. And you're like, why, you're welcome, you know. It's just little things, little things. And I think, again, going back to just women in general, we need to be each other's advocates. We really need to stop ripping each other down and build each other up. Just one compliment a day. I mean, someone could come up to me and be like, oh my gosh, I love your boots. I'm like, thank you. That's all you need. And your little cup gets, you know, fills up a little bit more, you know, each time. It's so simple. I know, I'm sorry. I was trying to make like a liquidy sound, like, you know, fills up your cup, you know, like however. But don't laugh at me. But, you know, it's true. It's just one little thing. Like if someone comes up to you and you're at work and they're like, oh my gosh, you look amazing today. You're like, you're all of a sudden you're puffed up and you're like, thank you. And the rest of your day goes a little bit better because someone just said, hey, good job, or hey, this, or hey, that. So it's the same thing in America.
And you know what?
A little bit.
I read an article about that. Like, I read an article the other day, and it was saying, it was saying how waking up and turning on the news, especially what's going on right now and everyone's so uptight, it said watching 2 minutes of that by 5 o'clock at night, you're irritated and frustrated and you don't even know why. So start the day off with a good note. Something positive, something loving. And 9 times out of 10, that's all you're in your day.
Yes. Yes. And speaking of idiot without mentioning his name. I mean, we put a president in the White House that, you know what I'm saying? Come on, people. Really?
We gotta start our day. If you focus on all of this, even if you are a supporter, it doesn't really matter.
Right.
But
every day there's something else. And that's what my husband said to me this morning. We were sitting, it was yesterday morning, so it was Friday morning. And he was like, my God, he goes, every morning we wake up and somebody else has quit. Somebody else is being fired. Somebody else is this. He goes, I don't think we've ever had this much movement in a presidency in history. You know, it's just
you gotta
like,
turn it off. If you care, like if you're watching what's going on, it's just like either you have to defend it or you're mad about it. So either way, it's just too much to deal with on a daily basis. You gotta turn it off. We need to focus on what we're doing and how we're treating each other and the rhetoric and that outside noise, turn it off.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's just too much right now. It really is. And I do see a lot of people getting sucked into it and just being like, oh, and it's like, just turn it off. Just don't even look at it. That's what my husband says. He goes, just turn it off. He goes, I don't even want to hear it. He goes, you know, I mean, he'll just be like, he was in the bathroom shaving, and he's like, did he just say what I thought he did? I'm like, you need to ask. And he's like, oh, my gosh. And, you know, it's like, yeah, he did. Yeah, he went there. He's an idiot. You know, but I mean, that's just my opinion. I know there are several people who think he's done very well for us, and I don't begrudge you that. I'm just saying, for myself, he as a president, when all this came about and we put him in office knowing he had these affairs.
Like, speaking of cheating, you have 90 seconds left. You have like 90 seconds left.
Love you, people. Thank you so much for tuning in. I thank you, Miss Destiny, for doing this with me. It was a lot of fun, as always.
And you're going to come on my show tomorrow, right? And we're going to talk about
that. I am calling into Destiny's show tomorrow night. Tell them what it is. We are talking about sex.
Yeah, we're going to talk about sex.
Yes.
We're going to do it.
Yeah, so we're going to talk about sex tomorrow night, and so definitely tune in. You can log in or call in, same update as mine, so you could just go right to that same website and be able to log in. And her show is tomorrow night at what time?
It's at 7 p.m., 7 to 9.
7 to 9. I will be there. Will you? I'm going to be there. We're going to talk about it. We're going to get it all worked out. Mm-hmm. Thank you for tuning in,
Thank you for
friends.
Having me.
Yes. We'll see you in a month. And watch for my posts. We're going to be posting all month. Hey, if you have ideas for a show that you want to talk about, put it in my Facebook. Put it on the Mommies That Wine page. And we'll see what we could do about it. Sound good?
Sounds
good. You're all you.
Sounds good.
All right, then. Love ya.